You're locked on Boomer in the Morning. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
All right, Jason Lackenfor is our NFL insider, brought to you by McLeod Trail Midas. Skip the dealer, get your car winter ready with Midas. Need your snow tires put on, winter tune-up? Book your full service appointment today at McLeodTrailMidas.com. It's a wild morning. We appreciate you, Jay, for making a little bit of time. We will get you out at about 15. I'll say this, so much talk going into this weekend about if you know that these two teams, they could just take knees and they would win, and this team has a chance.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was all about, but the Jags have to beat the Colts, and that was never going to happen. So we didn't really spend a whole lot of time putting much thought. And then it happened. Was that the most wild afternoon? Because right down to the final game of the Sunday night or the final play, it was craziness.
I mean, if Brandon Staley doesn't call that timeout, we may have seen that sort of doomsday or worst-case scenario, or I guess depending how you're looking at it. Certainly strange. But, you know, look, this is on the league, you know? I mean, if it was truly just about competitive balance and not trying to maximize the number of eyeballs on that game, you could have set something like Arizona-Dallas there, right? Where maybe there's a little something to play for, and maybe there's not, but there's no chance that you could have somebody take a knee at the end, you know, and have that be their best course of action. You would have no built-in sort of reason for any sort of funny business, but they knew all the scenarios. They create all the scenarios, and they created that TV grid, and they chose to put that game there, knowing that those two teams, literally the best incentive for them could have been, you know, play your scrubs and wink, wink, and, you know, it's going to be 17-17 after 3 hours of football. So it's entirely on the league.
So take us through, because if you didn't watch it, you didn't go back and pay close attention, it's a lot on a Monday morning for listeners to wrap their head around, but it really did come down to the Chargers, an unbelievable finish to the fourth quarter, then to overtime. Brandon Staley takes a timeout. He's being heavily criticized. He says it was to get better run defense in. The argument would be that he was trying to save time to get the ball back. What's your thought, and did he make a huge blunder here?
Well, I think he made several huge blunders in this game, beginning with, you know, going for a fourth down from like his own 20 in like the second quarter of what everybody expected would be a tight game with points at a premium. And then it's crazy. Herbert keeps connecting on fourth and 10, like it's first and 10, and they get themselves back in this game. And then the Raiders reach a point where it's kind of clear that they're like not going to kill themselves to win this thing, you know, and we're kind of cool with the tie. And then he calls this timeout, and then, I mean, Derek Carr, I mean, said as much on the post game. Like, well, after they called that timeout, we just kind of were like, well, if the clock stopped, let's try to run a few more decent plays. And they do. And the Chargers lose, and their season's over.
Yeah. The Niners find a way to get it done. Jimmy Garoppolo, oddly enough, bad hand, and Debo throws for one. But what did you make of the finish to that game? And I guess just Rams-Niners, they getting in, but for the Niners, they needed that win.
Shanahan has McVay's number. You know, McVay was a rising coach under Kyle Shanahan as the offensive coordinator and Mike Shanahan as the head coach in Washington. And to this point, the student has yet to beat the master. When it was 17-0, I thought it was going to be a blowout. I thought it was going to be complete one-way traffic, and that the Saints were going to be that, you know, the Saints were getting in. And the second half was all San Francisco, but that's another crazy one where San Francisco's about to, like, punt from their own end zone with a minute 20 left, down a touchdown, and you're thinking, okay, well, this is over, and they end up having this 88-yard drive. Crazy.
Yeah.
But that's a team I think is a little dangerous now. As long as Garoppolo didn't do anything to significantly, you know, screw that thumb up anymore, the way they can run the ball, the way they're playing defense now, they were down some tackles yesterday. They're hopeful about getting Trent Williams back. He's the best left tackle in football when he is healthy. That they're going to be a tricky team, I think.
I'm seeing the Monday Nighters going to be Rams-Cardinals. I think the winner will get Green Bay potentially there. What Could we have a one seed on a bye facing a team on a short week in the divisional round?
I guess we could. I mean, this is all made for TV product. Now, they haven't announced, you know, normally in years past, you would get the whole schedule on the final night of the regular season for the playoffs. We only got the schedule through the division, and I was just checking with my producer. I'm like, do we have it? Have they leaked anything to CBS that we can't announce yet? And they're like, no. So I don't think we will get, even the networks will know which games they have for the divisional round until Sunday or Monday night when the wild card round is complete or close to complete.
We know better than to take too much out of these last couple of weeks and then think that it's going to translate into the playoffs. But man, the Arizona Cardinals, it looked like they're going to win a division, going to be in,
yeah,
right, get a bye. But between Kyler, the defense, and everything in with Arizona, they lose yesterday, and now they've got to take on those Rams. What's your read on Arizona right now?
I think Arizona and the Rams are kind of similar. I think they're both capable of real high highs and low lows, and both quarterbacks are streaky, and both defenses are kind of streaky. It's an interesting matchup. You know, can Aaron Donald take that game over against an offensive line that isn't supreme? I mean, that's sort of my first thought there. I think, you know, is Aaron Donald putting up 3.5 sacks or 2.5 sacks and knocking down a couple balls and whatever? Both those teams are kind of like star heavy, and they really need their stars to be stars.
Finally, the Dolphins, despite a 7-game winning streak, saying bye to Brian Flores. What do you make of it, and what lies ahead in Miami? Jay, we still got anything? Oh, all right.
We got to go away.
You guys got me?
Hey, we got you.
Just quick thought on Flores. Sorry.
Yeah. Look, I know in November when the bottom fell out there that Stephen Ross was letting, you know, getting word to his buddy Jim Harbaugh at Michigan that, hey, if you want to fly the coop, you know, I'm not married to this guy. And, you know, I don't know how many more years I have left doing this, and I need to get this thing over the top. And there was that team, remember, they pushed their bye week back. There was all kinds of turmoil there. You know, Flores was shaking up his staff again. It was bad. And then they go on this improbable win streak, but there was certainly a thought, and I reported over the weekend that, you know, there's certainly a chance that Miami could do something here, especially if Stephen Ross thinks there's some big fish out there that he could land. Now, I don't know whether he's going to be able to get Harbaugh or not. Harbaugh might just be using everybody to stay at Michigan, but I'm surprised but not shocked, because Brian Flores has been he's pulled a lot of power plays, you know, fired PR people. I mean, through various parts of that organization, he let it be known that I'm the man. And I'm a little surprised that Ross kept the GM over him, but I'm not shocked that he's trying to upgrade at head coach.
Jason, we'll let you go. Appreciate you. Have a good one.
You got it, guys. Thank you. Appreciate you.
NFL insider Jason Lockenfora, brought to you by McLeod Trail Midas. Skip the dealer. Get your car winter ready with Midas. Need your snow tires put on? Winter tune-up? Book your full-service appointment today at McLeodTrailMidas.com. Busy guy, busy day. You'd love to be in that spot, right, where you feel, now again, does Harbaugh have that kind of sway? I don't know. I might be looking at going back to the NFL. What? Oh, and then all of a sudden,
I think it absolutely does.
Right?
It's just a matter of what you want to do. It's a lot easier to be a really good coach and have a recruiting advantage on everyone and win than it is to play on a level playing field and get fired if the results aren't good, rather than, you know, just kick up your feet for 10, 15 years. The track record of guys coming from college to the NFL is not great, and the opposite isn't necessarily true at all. He's seen both, and he's at Michigan for a reason.
His performance there, or his team's performances there, have not been what they expected. He's been
good year this year, though.
He's been crushed a little bit for how his team has performed. But I enjoy the khaki pants and him flipping out on the sidelines. So if that's what it is, then so be it.
Khakis, go
get out there, because it'd be Miami.
Oh yeah,
Boy, you wouldn't want to sweat through those cactus. But you have to wear pants. It's chilly in San Fran, though. You can wear that long sleeve black thing. You're not wearing that in Miami. Sweat right through that. Well, we'll keep an eye on it. Either way.
I like the way you're thinking about it. There's no stone unturned.
I think that's the only way to look at it, really, isn't it? Rhett Warner, would you have fired Brian Flores?
Sounds like a real jerk. Yeah, get him out of there.
Hmm. Getting rid of PR people?
Yeah, come on.
What did they do wrong?
Yeah, was he miss a kick? Come on.
There's another name.
Jeff.
I want to get it right. Somebody texts me, why so little time for JLC? It's a busy morning.
People get fired. He needs to go on the radio.
There have been 6-7 people fired this morning. He works for CBS and is on TV and radio and doing all that. So he squeezed some time in for us. That's why.
Have any of us been let go?
Let me check my email. Send, receive.
No, I mean the NFL.
Oh, I thought. Not as of yet, Rhett.
Fangio, Flores, Nagy, Zimmer, and two GMs.
There you go. John Klingberg,
Johnny,
is unhappy with how things have been going.
So says that guy that sometimes the scoops are accurate.
He is in the final season of a 7-year contract. He is a pending, unrestricted free agent. He believes Stars GM Jim Nill hasn't shown enough urgency on a contract since he's been eligible to sign since after last season.
That's
quote,
right.
Other guys have signed right before the season. I wanted to do that as well. Lately, it's been going more quietly and quietly. For me as a player, I don't feel that I've been appreciated in that way when we don't even negotiate. It's quiet. For me as a player, my agent, we talked to Jim a couple months back. He agreed we could start talking with other GMs to see where we're at. Negotiation-wise, the Stars have been very quiet.
Can you imagine how that'd feel? You want to get a new contract and you just can't.
They tell you.
He's got to be frustrated. Oh, we love you. We love your work. We think you're a star.
Yeah.
Later. We'll talk about it later.
It was a lot going on.
Piece of the team.
Busy.
We want you around.
Really busy. Sure.
It's not like I've been out there asking, I want to get traded now or something like that. It's something that's been going on with negotiations. I'm not going to lie. It's been frustrating. As a player, it all comes down to your next contract. I've been a Dallas Star since day one. I want to stay here. I had a daughter here and all that. I grew up here.
Hold on.
Grew up here?
Yeah, he turned into a man. He came as a teenager that hardly needed a razor, and now he's got kids.
He was a Texan.
He's 29 years of age. Was one of those guys slow?
He's not doing a very good job of.
Is that bad negotiation? No, it's. I just wish they'd all.
They can offer me anything. I'll take it.
They're not even calling me anymore.
No, I think the problem is that he mentioned he wanted a contract similar to Miro Heiskanen's, and I think that's when things got very quiet. Those are not the same player.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we've been trying to meet them in different ways. More and more, as it comes down to, it's all been quiet. I don't know where they're at. Mm. Yeah, interesting posturing. I'm guessing his agent is like...
You're calling your girlfriend and she's not answering. Is that a bad sign?
Is your phone working?
Did you get...
Are you bad cell?
Coverage? No.
So do you like... Because we talked about, Mark Giordano, kind of spitballing. Now, what about a guy like John Klingberg, who was a little bit slow in developing, right? At the start, he's a good player.
I don't know if that's true. I think that he came out of the gates hot and then slowed down.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
Either way.
But certainly.
Would you take him?
I would take him. I don't want to pay him $9 million if that's what he thinks he's getting.
Are you going to be the team that gives that guy 7 or 8 years? No, thanks. But right now, when it was a rental, that's a very nice ad. That's a guy that can run your power play team.
Be a huge, huge price to pay for a guy that...
Costly to get him.
Would you not want some assurances that he's going to be around? Would you not want to have...
Not if you have to give him a contract you're going to regret. If it's just... I mean, it all depends on price, obviously. But if you could somehow get into the deal... and if he re-signs, we'll give you another first.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so that you wouldn't have to pay the full freight if he leaves as a
40
UFA.
40 points
right.
as a rookie.
Yeah, the slow start you're talking about.
58,
oh,
year
boy.
Two.
So, and, but more importantly, guys, he is Swedish.
He is Swedish, yeah. Does he know that this is Stockholm West?
I don't know if he knows that. Does anybody, do we want to get this agent who's apparently not doing anything? Just ringing Jim Nill's phone, Jim's not answering. I keep throwing. He's not swinging. Does he understand about the Swedish contingent that they have here in Calgary? Because I'd be guys, I'm just 29 years, 6'3", 200 pounds. Good, looked pretty good in that playoff series, didn't he, against the Flames?
You go Harry Potter on the blue line.
Oh, yeah, he did go Harry Potter. Is it him?
Yeah.
That was a hell of a player.
Good dangle.
But you don't want him long term.
I love him. I just don't want to give him a 7-year deal.
Okay.
But you can definitely go get a rental, yeah. I mean, that's the take.
Right shot defenseman, Ryan. Come on.
Oh.
Ryan, he's a right shot Swedish
right
defenseman.
Shot.
A European right shot defenseman? Do you know how rare those are?
And you don't want to get. 29. You wouldn't go 7 years?
At anything near Heiskanen's number? God, no.
What's Heiskanen?
Well, it's 9. 8.
Exactly.
High eights, 9.
Yeah,
million.
Well, that's what he wants.
Well, he's not going to get it.
Well, he's going to go to the highest bidder on whatever the July 1st date ends up being. It's not going to be July 1.
Yeah.
And if he's not going to do that, he's going to get something that he thinks he can get on July 1, like Eric Karlsson did in San Jose. Would you like Eric Karlsson? Oh, he'd upper power play. Yeah, boy, he can eat a lot of minutes.
Nobody
Man,
said that was a
zone.
Good contract. Come on.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You want the player. You don't want to have to give him the next contract. That's exactly what I'm saying. If you could have Karlsson for just 1 or 2 years, boy, that'd be great. Instead, you're 11, what, plus a year for 7 years, 8 years? Ugh.
What would you pay him if you could keep him? And not a steal, a reasonable deal.
Karlsson?
No, Klingberg. No. What's Klingberg worth?
Oh, well, man, like it's not about what he's worth. It's like how many years are you going to give him?
Let's assume it's, yeah.
Because if
six,
it's seven
years.
I don't want to give him much money at all. If it's 3 years, I'll give him a ton. Like, it's, I don't want to pay for bad years. You're going to get bad years at the end there. It's already a guy that's not stout defensively. Like, Keith Yandel now got bought out and is making like less than a million. Like, isn't that what he's going to look like near the end of that contract?
Yes.
So that's why it's like, oh, what's the AAV? Well, what's the term?
Didn't ask that, Pinder. I said, give
what's
us a number.
What's the term?
6-year deal.
What's the bad deal that some GM will give him?
No.
Probably.
If you signed him.
8.
So the Calgary Flames have signed John Klingberg to a 6-year contract worth blank, where you say, you know what? That's a good number. That's about right.
He's not signing the number that I think is a good number. I would say if it's 7 years, he's going to be how old when it ends? Let's talk through this.
36.
It's sad, but it's true where Pinder, he can't play long.
I'm trying here.
He's 29.
Right. God,
he's also right.
He's going to be 37 when this is over.
36.
And, 36.
Well, he's going to be 30 for year one, and it's going to be a 7-year deal. 36, okay. And are we seeing already the slide in production, or is he still, quote, prime?
It's been a weird couple years.
He had 2 years ago 32 points in 58 games. Last year, 36 and 53. So there's nothing wrong with those numbers.
Yeah, so you're not necessarily guaranteed you're getting 50 points in a full season from him. So he's not a rock star, and he wants to get paid like a rock star. Ugh. I don't even know, man. What, like,
Ryan really on the fence about.
I have to figure out what this guy can do defensively.
No, I know
the offensive
Why
numbers are okay,
John,
but they're not even great.
Klingberg.
Why do you hate John Klingberg?
And the thing is like, if Seth Jones is going to get 9.5, what the, like, the market for D-men is ridiculous right now.
He played for Frölunda.
Frölunda.
Gothenburg.
Played Jokerit. I just thought you would have been higher. On a guy like John Klingberg, but I guess not. All right,
he's off the list, eh, Boom?
I'm
Trey, don't worry, don't get
no. Like Jesus, I said, just go and get that rental. Just down the stretch. Here we go.
Have you gone that far? Have you started looking at rental?
Yeah,
rental
I didn't look
goods?
At Klingberg. I haven't looked at Forsberg. I haven't looked at Hurdle because I just don't know that that's the type of deal this GM has ever made.
Well, the problem with specifically Forsberg.
Well, they're good. That's why Nashville's not going to trade him.
They're now again points percentage. But Nashville, they're a top three team in their division, however you want to cut it. Top two, top three. There's some good teams in that division. I guess it's Saros.
In the Western Conference, they're tied for second.
I mean,
that's as good as it gets for Nashville. They're not trading them.
I don't get it. I don't get how they're doing it. But yeah, they're not. Although, Rhett, you would do it, right?
I am a, I'm a smart
you would trade.
Manager.
You know what he'd
hard.
Do?
I'm not here to be friends with everyone. We're here to win.
Retro,
he's going to do things.
He's going to be the good cop and the bad cop. He's going to take a look at that Nashville schedule in there on a Thursday. Tootsies, hammer it out, get her done, and then, hey, let's do that again Saturday now.
Is there any body of work or evidence of teams that have been headed to the playoffs and then have traded their best player?
Oof.
because they're an unrestricted free agent without a contract extension yet?
Columbus didn't do it.
There's got to be a couple.
Like, not traded a guy while they're headed to the playoffs. Like, traded one of their best, highest-paid players.
Curtis Glencross?
No, that's not. He wasn't that. Glennie, good player, but he was not, like,
and they weren't
like
going
Jerome
to the playoffs. Yeah.
It was a clear-selling year, you're
they
right.
They didn't go to the playoffs that
no,
year?
No, they traded Chris Russell. They traded Glencross.
Yeah. They ended up getting all those picks that turned into what? Like, Anderson, Shillington, guys like that?
Yeah.
See? Make some trades. Get some young guys.
So, when you're number two in the West, trade your 30-goal guy.
Probably not, eh?
Probably not. So, again, I'm not looking to stir up.
The nice thing about Nashville, too, is typically, from my lofty perch again,
yeah,
guys like playing there.
Hey, Rhett, did you know there's no state tax in Tennessee?
No state tax in Tennessee.
I know you love talking about that.
Weird.
Do they, though? Who are the?
Of course they do.
But no, what I'm saying is, who are the big guys that have? Yeah, give me some Nashville. Who are the guys that are signing in Nashville?
Who are the guys saying, "Get me out of here"?
That's a different. That's a different conversation.
I mean, like, guys like it there. That's what we're saying.
That's fine. Once you're there, we say that about. Who are the, go show me free agents? Who are the guys that are like? Yeah, give me some Nashville. Matt Duchesne took his guitar and his cowboy hat. But he signed to stay.
I just think that's probably more on David Poyle's philosophy than it is on guys wanting to be there. Like, no?
Peter signed there.
Peter?
Yeah, with his clunky ankles.
Custom
Can you
skates.
Imagine the noise when you wake up in the morning and you walk to the kitchen to get a cup of coffee? Imagine what Forsberg would have sounded like.
Well, that's his own fault for putting so much strain on those joints.
Like walking on bubble wrap. Oh, coffee? Yeah, no cream, just black. Yeah, you grab me one? Anyway, I'm with you. I think that it's a great place to play once you're there. I just don't know that when you say, oh, there's no, that's where guys want to be. I don't think that's a top-tier destination for UFAs.
Well, I think you're completely out to lunch.
Well, and I'm again, I'll ask it again. So where's the list of big name guys?
I don't
guys?
Think so. Go over
that's
the
not
history.
That's how they operate, man. That's like
no.
Do
go
you
over
think
the
David
history
Poyle,
of Nashville
like,
Predators.
Go swing
David
big
Poyle.
In free agency.
Yeah.
Of course not.
So you're telling me
they
that
have
guys
every
loves,
pick.
That guys go signing there, but you're not going to tell me who's signed there. Who?
No one said guys love go signing there. Said guys like playing there. It's a great market, and like what? Because the GM doesn't like to overpay in free agency. You're proving a point that good guys don't want to be there. What?
No, I again, I'll say the third time. I'm sure guys like it there. But where, how are they winning out over other teams when it comes to getting big-name free agents?
Weather, tax, competitive team,
okay.
Beloved in the market. Like people
so now,
I know that have played there, love it there, have re-signed there.
Not debating whether it's great. I'll say it a fourth time. Guys that are there, love it there. Who are the big-name free agents that they have won out on?
But again, we've said that's not how they operate. They don't overpay in free agency. That's not a slight against... That should be applause and kudos to David Poyle for not falling into the trap of free agency.
Guys resigned there. They got Pekka, they walked into free agency
sure
and resigned. Roman Josi could have left last year, stayed. Like, there's lots of indicators that guys like being there. You don't have to look at just July 1 big bad contracts. Come on.
He said guys like going there. I said, where is it? Johansson got traded there. Forsberg got traded there. Granlund. Plays nowhere but there, apparently, now.
Do Josi.
He loves it there.
Could have left.
Yeah.
Do,
so could Granlund.
Do Rene. Could have left.
But they, again, were there. Now, Riddick loves it there. He went there. He signed. Who else did they sign? Philip Myers?
That's
true. Again, I don't think that they rely on... I think Dave. I don't know that David Poyle signed anyone. He's, again, Korea and Forsberg.
Mm-hmm.
This is
but
really
I don't think that's how his modus operandi.
No, it's because you guys don't have any names for you have Paul Kariya and Peter
that's
Forsberg.
That's because you've moved the goalposts from us talking about a good
not.
Market to well, if it wasn't in free agency, it doesn't count. If you're re-signing, that doesn't count.
Do you think
you can only like going there? You can't like staying there. That means you like.
So
it.
What holes have they needed to fill by overpaying for a free agent in free agency?
Do you think
July
that
1st?
I would have started this conversation by saying people don't like playing in Nashville? That's not what it was.
Then what are you saying?
He said. Rhett said. Nashville doesn't have a hard time getting guys to go there. And I said, Well, where are they winning out on UFAs?
And we tell you they don't chase UFAs, so there isn't a good example. And then we
so you can't tell me the guys love going there in terms of free agents,
and that's totally different.
In terms of free agents, when no one does it, I'm not guy. When guys get there, they stay. Yes, but who on July 1 is taking less or is saying I'm going to Nashville over the Rangers or the Kings?
Well, they have to be offered something.
Maybe. Benino, 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 Benino.
Ooh, that was good. Now, where is he now?
I don't know, but I think he might plug a certain hole that's around certain parts.
That Mark Borowiecki, he's smacking guys around this year.
Yeah, between two ferns, hanging with owners, picks his spots.
Huh?
After you've done some YouTube with Eugene, any place is better than
shooting for the cup. Nothing less.
Hey, here's what we're going to do. We're going to sit down. Oh, God. Yeah, okay, sounds
great. If you actually go through the process of watching it again, there's about 15 moments. It's so cringy, it'd be too bad for Curb Your Enthusiasm. It wouldn't make the cut.
Can you imagine?
And then what? We get positive about the team, and the fans are happy, then the sponsors are happy, and then everybody wins. Shooting for the cup.
Oh, man.
It's awful.
Can you imagine the guys that would have been giving it to him afterwards, like his teammates? So, hey, how's Eugene? How's your buddy Eugene?
Oh, God. Should you use the yacht for a week, or what's the deal? Why'd you do that?
Because can you say no if Eugene is like, we're going to do a thing.
No, you've roped Eugene into something. That's, Eugene, I'd love to do that. Now, I'm going to be down in the Bahamas, actually, on these dates. You don't mind? Oh, awesome. Yeah, love to. When are we filming?
Anywho. What you want to talk
about? I believe
everyone
hates Nashville.
It's a dump.
Yeah.
Taxes are too
high. No, well, they don't.
Bad weather.
They don't. But again, no one on their own doing goes there.
You can't say, David, give me a contract. If David doesn't want to give you a contract, he doesn't have to. So you can't really do it on your own.
Come on, Dave.
You got to have someone to dance with, partner.
How old is David Poile?
800.
I was going to say 650.
He's really old, right?
Yeah.
Which is not.
I think he was not young when that franchise came into birth.
He was born February 14th. That I'm not sure if you know what that day is. Do you guys know what that day is?
It's a Columbus Day. Lover's Day.
Yep, and that was of 1950.
Pity. That makes him 70. Oof.
Yeah. Because when they did the old Jimmy in Vancouver, they started going through the list of the elderly general managers.
Yeah. The Werther's crew.
It's like, wow, I didn't realize.
He was the assistant GM for the Atlanta Flames, fellas.
What? Just in case you Pardon me? I thought you said Atlanta Flames there. What was that?
Yeah. Assistant GM 97 to 80, or 77 to 80.
Oh, yeah.
You can't find that kind of experience anywhere.
He started young in that side of the.
Yeah, he did. Well, he's
26 when he started.
His dad was Bud Poile.
I need to have another kid or two.
Bud Warren.
I need a few. Hey?
It's a bloody body.
What made you think about having a kid? Just because
you said Bud, and I'm like, damn it. There are some great names out there.
David Poile, he was Jim Rutherford's mentor.
You went very traditional with your names. If you had another one and then went Bud, it would be quite a departure. Is it short for Budley?
Budley Boo-Ride?
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back. Sportsnet 960,
what a
the
dumb
fan.
Show.
Calgary traffic update.
Well, the roads are starting to melt. It's getting ooshy and gooshy. And there is a lot of windshield washer fluid being used, and that will replay throughout the week. Meanwhile, a couple of collisions close together in the southeast. One of them still holding up traffic on Deerfoot Trail near the Seton Cranston interchange, where southbound drivers get through a smash-up scene slowly. And there's another wreck on Stony Trail near 52nd Street in the westbound right shoulder. In the City News 660 Traffic Center, I'm Trace Ventura. And you can earn your MBA from Queen Smith School of Business right here in Calgary. Find out more at smithmbaincalgary.com.
Design your dream home your way. Shane Holmes' Build and Price Tool makes it easy.
I love this floor plan.
Me too.
Let's add a bedroom.
And make the kitchen bigger. It's perfect.
Now let's see the cost.
We can do that. Let's build our dream home.
With Shane Homes, everything you need to design and customize your dream home is right at your fingertips. No need to set foot in a show home. Just visit buildandpricemyhome.com. Shane Homes, the better way to build.
You read him on Sportsnet.ca and see him on Flames Hockey on Sportsnet West. Now, listen to Eric Francis Monday mornings from 9 to 10 on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. It's the Eric Francis Show, brought to you by Horse Racing Alberta. The Alberta horse racing and breeding industry has a $312 million economic impact annually and positively affects almost every Alberta community. Visit thehorses.com.
Marty Jones here for North Star Ford, your truth in advertising dealer. Good news on supply chain issues. Northstar Ford has the best lead times and availability we have had in the last 18 months. Not every model, but most. Looking for Mustang, Maverick, Escape, Edge Explorer, or F-150? The promise times almost mean something now, and the wait is shorter. On the other hand, if you come into the showroom and say, "I'd like to buy a Transit Connect, please," that'll go over like a fart in church. One of my dad's, God rest his soul, favorite metaphors. Northstar Ford, the way the truth in advertising experience should be.
Looking for the game? Your location matters. Visit sportsnet.ca/watchNHL tonight to help you follow all the NHL action. Updated daily. Tim McAuliffe has friends. Seriously. And they really know sports. Check out Tim and Friends on Sportsnet.
Hey Calgary, Dan Katz here for South Trail Hyundai with a special holiday gift just for you. It's been a heck of a year and you deserve a present. So South Trail Hyundai is going to hold the payments until March on any Hyundai in stock. And in case you can't find a new sleigh in our great selection, South Trail Hyundai can custom order you the perfect Hyundai for spring delivery. Plus, every factory order comes with a $500 Amazon gift card. Either way, South Trail Hyundai has your holiday celebrations wrapped up for you. Only at South Trail Hyundai, just east of 52nd on 130th Avenue Southeast, and check us out on Facebook and Instagram as well.
Our computer network is down.
Sorry, your IT support time is used up for the month. This issue will cost you extra.
But the computer.
Extra.
And the.
Extra, extra, extra.
Put an end to slow service and other IT issues with Calitzo's 24/7 service desk. Calitzo is the fastest and most responsive managed IT service provider in Calgary. Get better IT service and support with Calitzo IT. Calitzo. CALITSO.com.
Streams of truth. From the Sportsnet Now streaming playbook.
With Sportsnet Now, you are ready for a spiritual journey. Stream the game from your couch to the kitchen to the bedroom back to the kitchen. You have the freedom to stream on any device, wherever your spirit takes you.
Sportsnet Now gives you 24/7 access to live stream your favorite sports in HD on any screen.
Mind grabbing me a drink while you're up? Thanks.
Plan starting at $14.99 a month. Visit snnow.ca for details.
Hey, it's Darcy Schnorr from Eastside Dodge. You may have heard there's a shortage of trucks and there's just no deals out there. Here's Hall of Famer Lanny McDonald with a message.
You want trucks? Eastside has them. Right now, there are over 100 Rams available with new trucks arriving daily. And Eastside has Alberta's best Ram deal. Save up to $15,000 by trading in your current truck.
Hurry in to Eastside Dodge and tell them Darcy.
Easy, kid. That's my gig. Hurry in to Eastside Dodge and tell them Lanny sent you.
Everyone from the biggest names in the world of sports to locals right here in Calgary all appear on the Sportsnet 960 Guest Hotline. Brought to you by Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar. Come on in and enjoy hockey and football game day specials. Health protocols in place. Pickup and delivery also available. Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar at 6060 Memorial Drive Northeast.
Join over 200,000 Canadians working in a positive and inclusive team environment that supports them as a person living life well, not just as an employee. Loblaw is hiring Class 1 drivers for their expanded U.S. operations. You'll be working for Canada's largest grocery chain, earning above average pay with excellent benefits and discounts on your groceries. If you have at least 2 years driving experience and a Class 1 license, apply to join the Loblaw team today. Email resumes to driveforus@loblaw.ca.
Calgary, with all the snow and ice, you might be thinking about making a change with your vehicle. Getting something new? Trying to free up some cash? Maybe you're working from home and just don't need that extra vehicle anymore. Don't trade it in or let it sit in the driveway. Sell it to us at South Trail Exports for cash in your pocket at southtrailexports.com. We've been paying top dollar for Calgarians' vehicles since 2018, and we are busier than ever. Visit southtrailexports.com, book an appointment, and come in for an offer. It's that easy. Again, that's southtrailexports.com.
You know, we'd rather sell it than count it. The inventory clearout is on now at Visions Electronics. TVs, home audio, appliances, and headphones, car audio to car starters, laptops, and more. It all has to go. and we'll beat any price by 15% of the difference guaranteed. Plus, you save even more when you pick up in store and take up to 24 months to pay interest-free. The inventory clear-out at Visions Electronics. See the flyer at visions.ca.
Are you looking to sell your vehicle? Sell it to us for top dollar at albertaautoexports.com. If you're tired of the tire kickers on classified sites and leaving money behind at the big dealerships, visit albertaautoexports.com today and book your free appraisal. Conveniently located 5 minutes from the Calgary Auto Mall, we are a local company purchasing vehicles for cash. We already buy trade-in vehicles from big dealers all over the city, so why not come straight to us and get more for your used vehicle today? Again, albertaautoexports.com.
The Big Show just got bigger with Flames insider and color analyst Peter Loubardias. Lou brings a wealth of hockey knowledge all the way from junior up to the pros. Peter Loubardias, 1 p.m. on The Big Show, brought to you by the Gemini Group. Imagine your life, your style, your home. Gemini Group Home Renovations knows that your home renovations should be a reflection of who you are. Give your home the Gemini difference. The Gemini Group, now offering Air Miles Reward Miles. Visit GeminiGroup.ca.
All sports, all the time. This is Sportsnet 960 The Fan, broadcasting from the Iconic Studio, powered by Iconic Electric and Controls. Instrumentation, it's iconic. Visit iconicec.ca to find out more. Home for your Calgary Flames and the NHL. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. This is Boomer in the Morning with Rhett and Ryan on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Good to have you along on a Monday. What is the... Are we plus 1 degree outside? Is that what's happening?
What a mess it's going to be.
We made it, everybody.
Warming up.
We did it.
For a bit, too. Not just like the 2 days like we saw around New Year's. It's going to be here for all week.
Tarps off.
Right now?
Yep.
I think you guys should do it. Absolutely.
I'm okay without that.
Come on.
Don't need that, Dean.
Tarps on.
You're looking great, but I don't need to see it.
Bottoms off? We got to celebrate somehow.
Darn right. You put in a lot of effort, Dean. Yeah, whip it off.
Show it off.
What time can they start serving?
Patio?
Yeah,
patio. Sure. Yeah. God, we made it, though. We made it. We're a hearty bunch. We are a hearty bunch. Now, coming up...
What are you going to do with all your soup?
Yeah, I know. I'll put it off. You know, though, I can soup anytime.
All right.
I don't put barriers on that.
All right.
Coming up after 9, it is Flames Talk with Ryan Pinder. Some changes to the old schedule were made... Announced on Friday with Steinberg. It's on the old social media. Steinberg and Matty Rose are doing a new show together.
Ooh.
Bill Nault and Morgan Gorgon are doing a show together.
Jergens Lotion.
And, of course, we're going to keep going with JMS.
JMS.
Jeff Merrick Show.
I thought it was the JM Show.
Well, whatever it is.
It's with Jeff Merrick.
Yeah. And then, I guess, at noon... Taking the best of this program and giving it another spin.
The best of
Boomer in the Morning.
So, for example, today...
Good luck.
I believe we're not doing it on Mondays, though, I've
on
been told,
Mondays.
Because Francis is sliding
show.
In
That's
there.
Right. Eric Francis will not join you
Which
in
Which is perfect, because today I... Well, we'll be better tomorrow.
Mm.
So that's coming up in the next hour.
Rick Ball will join us 8:05.
There you go.
Get yourself a Rick Ball. Start the week
so
right.
Ryan and Rhett will be on in the morning still?
With me, yes. Me, mm-hmm. along with Ryan and Rhett.
It's who's to say for the time being. Yeah.
Some bad news, guys.
Black Thunder.
Who got run?
Well, no, it sounds like that new arena that's going to be built, because we're all wound up about it here, right? The arena deal's gone down and all this. It looks as though Tempe... is not ready to build a new rink for the Arizona Coyotes
either. That is
a
stone-cold stunner. Who would not want to get into a business arrangement with the wonderful, philanthropic, just excellent people that run the Coyotes?
The Coyotes, their arena plan was about $1.7 billion. And apparently, they do not have the votes that they need to get it passed. Tempe
really?
City Council not in favor at this point. Now, they could be swayed or wooed. Not to say anything untoward would happen. You know, some shekels going your way. Maybe
that's illegal. But maybe you could say lots of nice things in the press about Tempe.
Yeah.
They'll talk nicely for sure.
Yeah.
They've got that little strip, that kind of outdoor mall there in Tempe. You
know, a mall?
Other than Glendale, they're going somewhere else other than Glendale, but they're not leaving the greater Phoenix area.
There's no issue in Arizona. Negotiations are over.
Have you ever been to the Tempe Improv? Great little stand-up spot.
You said mall.
I have
said Mark
been
Andre
to
Fleury
the Tempe Improv.
Have you been?
Wow.
Clark Wilm.
Who'd you see?
I don't recall. It wasn't a big name.
Yeah.
Funny, because when you're with Clark Wilm, you do seem to forget who you see. It's weird.
I forget a lot when I'm with Clark.
Yeah, it really gets...
One time he's with him, he didn't even remember seeing him.
Really gets foggy, doesn't it? Really gets foggy.
Not surprising, I guess.
I can't believe you didn't come.
He's a bit of a jerk.
Boy, I really thought he'd be the type of guy to show up for that.
Yeah, you would.
Must have been busy.
Not a NyQuil.
I feel like this is a very... I'll get a quick... And very, there's going to be not a lot of debate here, but I'm going to go around Harn. Now, Evander Kane, guy can't catch a break. Cannot catch a break. As the San Jose Sharks decided this weekend that, quote, breach of his NHL standard player contract for violation of AHL COVID-19 protocols, end quote, they are terminating his contract. He's in year four of a 7-year deal, paying him $7 million per season. Now, the NHLPA is going to stand up for this guy because that's their job, to defend the players, rep. That's what they do.
Unless it's hurting each other, then they're cool with it. They don't really stand up for that.
So I guess the question is, A, do you think that the NHLPA will be successful? Will he once again be a member of the San Jose Sharks? And B, if he is unsuccessful and becomes and is indeed a free agent, will there be a team that would sign Evander Kane as a free agent?
I'm all about second chances.
I know you are.
But what about 14th chances?
That's exactly. Like, what are you bringing in? Hasn't played a ton this year.
I'm not worried about the playing part. I am not worried about the playing part at all.
Guy's tough. He's big, 6'2", 195 pounds, left shot.
Put him down for 30. Play both wings, I think.
Maybe. 22 goals in 56 last year.
Yeah,
he's had 30. Was 30 in
18-19.
Now, there's a bit of a knock. On his
knock.
There's a bit
just
of bit of a knock.
Singular. That's...
on his his
character.
His being a good teammate, not regarded. But who's to say, right? I wasn't in the room in Atlanta. I wasn't there in Winnipeg or Buffalo or San Jose, where it seemed all.
But you were talking about him eating pizza before the games when he was in Winnipeg.
That was quite a story, right?
Yeah.
That he would get pepperoni pizzas delivered to the rink, and he would eat them in his stall before games. And guys like, dude, are you're hammering down a pep double chi? We're like 90 minutes from puck drop. What are you doing? And he didn't really seem to care.
That's kind of the vibe I get on a lot of stuff from him.
And then
he doesn't really seem to care.
The rumor mill also suggested that
actions.
Bufflin took all of his gear and tied it into a knot and then threw it in the shower. And he got very angry, and then he was traded the next day to Buffalo,
where he was late for practice because his helicopter couldn't get back from the Blue Jays game in time. Priorities.
Tell you what, though, the guy loves a good trip to Vegas.
More than
little,
he should.
Little blackjack, right?
No,
little,
a lot.
A lot of blackjack.
I don't know if he's allowed.
No.
I think he's at the high limits and he owes.
I mean, we're having some fun with it, but he has so much legal trouble between alleged sexual assault. He's already filed for bankruptcy. The COVID thing is another one. There was video of him holding a handgun. All of this. There's so much baggage with this guy. But if there's one thing we know about sport, we see it in the NFL, we see it happen where guys, if you can play, We'll look past a few things.
How and I think this is the exact type of player that you would look past it 10, 15 years ago, no sweat. I just wonder about today.
So twofold. If you are running a team, Rhett, do you have a problem bringing him in? Number two, do you think any team will bring... Essentially, is he done forever? Or could this be a... give him, wait a couple years. Because he's 30.
Am I speaking for me or for the rest of the league?
Yeah, do both.
I'm speaking for you.
Because for me, I'm not doing it. I'm sorry. You're going to have to spend some time proving that you got your ass figured out. I don't need the headache. As good as you might be.
And then the second
for
part?
For the rest, the second part, I'd say there's 50-50. I think there's teams out there that will go, well.
During a commercial break, Pinder, you brought up Tony DeAngelo. Now, it's different. It's a different layer.
They're different guys. They have different issues, but they're both guys that you wonder about what they'll do to a room, and you wonder how you can sell it to your fan base given some of the behavior. And we're not talking about political views. We're talking about behavior here because you're allowed to have your own political views. That's fine. And Carolina did it to some pretty negative press at the time, but they sure cheered when he scored against Calgary on Friday. I just think this is so much bigger than that. And DeAngelo played well for the contract they gave him. But, like, I don't doubt at all the hockey player. You look at his numbers, he's going to get you a prorated 30 every year. He's tough as nails. And, like, he's the exact type of player you'd love to see under Darryl. You can't. The things he's been accused of are incredibly heinous. And that doesn't mean he did them all, but there's so many that you have to wonder, why is everyone pointing at this one guy saying he did heinous stuff? And, like, lots of different people saying lots of different heinous things. I think the KHL is his next contract. And if he wants to show remorse, then you can come back. But not just the standard, yeah, you know, like, there's a reason Bill Peters isn't back yet. Has he shown remorse at all? Has he done anything publicly to show that I am owning this? No, he lawyered up instead. And Evander's going to go that route too. And if he doesn't, if he goes to the K and does something to prove that he's trying to become a better human, then we can start the conversation about him coming back. But I think he's going to the K.
Time for a little what you want to talk about. It's brought to you by Calgary Lock and Safe. Keep the cold weather out. Weather stripping, door sweeps, architectural hardware. It's all at Calgary Lock and Safe. Go online and visit CalgaryLockandSafe.com.
So what you want? 960.
It's plus four in Rocky Ridge.
Wow.
Good job, Rocky Ridge.
Rocky Ridge, good work
today. Well done. Way to step up.
Watch out. Going to be sloppy in old Rocky Ridge today. Seriously. Everywhere. Get that Smurf sauce or whatever the weirdo was calling
Smurf
it.
Juice.
Yeah, that's the one.
Smurf juice.
This weather, I'll tell you.
Can we get Rhett to comment on the Manitoba MP who tweeted about his wife shoveling snow?
Oh, did you see this, Rhett? You're not on social media. Please tell me you saw this.
No. No clue.
There's a Manitoba MP. He is obviously on the second floor of his house taking a photo of his wife shoveling the drive and then frames it as though, boy, how about... Get a load of my beautiful wife, who's just worked like a 14-hour shift as a nurse. And
these frontline workers, I tell you.
It's unbelievable. And now there she is out shoveling snow. I think I should probably make her some breakfast. He got absolutely destroyed all weekend on social media.
He was tweeting about a tennis match in Australia at 2:40 in the morning. Yeah. Get up and shovel, you jerk.
Yeah. Maybe don't let her shovel the driveway.
After now, the 12-hour, yeah.
Now, you live with a shoveler, so how do you respond?
You got to let them do what they love to do, man.
Is that what it is?
I'm not sure that he
you want to get out there. They want to shovel. They want to accomplish. You can't hold them back. Once you get a hankering for the shovel,
yeah,
it's hard. It's a tough nut to crack. Hard to get off that addictive shoveling.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I'm proud of her. Good for her. And I'll bet you that breakfast was wonderful that they put together.
Can someone answer this? If there is nothing else, we found out last week that there's no way the Flames are a Stanley Cup contender. And at this point, I'm guessing we'll not make the playoffs. Why in green earth should Tree be allowed to drop any assets to bring in a player? For bleep sakes, Johnny hasn't signed and won't because he would have signed right now. Thank God for Will Nault. He wants a complete tear down and rebuild, and he is right.
And that's what I say every day. Thank bleep for Will Nault.
Well, you'll be getting a lot of Bill Nault now.
Yeah. I should just turn my nap time, otherwise, you
What's
know.
What's that show called?
Bill.
So be listening for Bill every afternoon.
Bill in the afternoon.
Moving on.
Afternoons with
starting
Bill.
Today. But yeah, Bill.
I mean, why would a team a third of the way through the year that's in a home ice position and has played twice the number of home games as road games as well, like home games? Why would we even think that this team could be competitive? Clearly, strip this thing to the studs.
Pinder, just give me 1 second. Boom. Can you shut him off for a second? Because
I'm shut.
The okay, nice thing about this question is we can sit back the rest of the show and just let Pinder run.
Well, I probably already should have thrown the break, but
For
clarity, it's the big show from 1 until 4 p.m.
The big show.
With Will Nault and Logan Gordon, followed up by Flames Talk with Pat Steinberg and Matt Rose from 4 until 7.
Oh, he's got. I thought I was doing Flames Talk.
Burning
you
bridges,
are.
Man.
In Burning. Fact,
I. Well, how? Where am I going to nap?
Next, Flames Talk with Ryan Pinder. That has been What You Want to Talk About, brought to you by...
There's too many changes.
Calgary Lock and Safe. Keep the cold out with weather-stripping door sweeps and architectural hardware. From Calgary Lock and Safe, visit calgarylockandsafe.com.
Plus four in Airdrie.
Am I still getting paid to be on here, or am I just on?
You're free in 2 minutes.
Told me.
Maybe see you tomorrow.
Fix the glitch.
Bye, buddies.